Hello, my name is David Yohanlu, and the lecture today is about the cancer. We have a general approach, and then we talk about the cancer and nutrition. Before we start to talk about the cancer and the approaches, it's necessary to know some terminology and some categories that maybe you face when you read an article about the cancer. So we go through terminology and different categories, very short and brief. The cancer itself, the word is very old. The word means crab actually, and it's originate from a Greek word with the same meaning. And today in medicine, we use it as any uncontrolled growth of cells which cause abnormal shape and with abnormal functions. The other word is also oncology, which have other divisions also, like oncologist is the word that covered the study of cancer and its treatment. Tumor is a common word used mostly is also means any abnormal growth of tissue. And then we have terminology as benign, which means tumors or cancer, which is not invasive. They grow slowly, and usually they respond to the treatment. And the opposite to benign is malignant, which means all the tumors that have ability for invasion. By invasion, we mean that they just go to the other organs that close to the neighbor organs to the which the cancer cells involved there, or metastasis, which means that they can penetrate the cancer cells. They can penetrate through lymphatic and blood circulation and go to the other places of the body. As an example, it's very common that the prostate cancer send metastasis to the, for example, lung and cause the lung cancer. So then the next one is hyperplasia, which means any cell growth, normal cell growth and structure with normal arrangement, and the cell growth is also potentially reversible. And the other one is dysplasia, which is an equal word to cancer, and it means abnormal proliferation, or again, abnormal growth of cells and with abnormal structure and arrangement. For each cancer, we have grading, which actually based on the number of abnormal cells, so it's a part of pathology and checking the number of cells by microscope, and the other term that we use is stages of the cancer, which is mostly clinical and is based on the tumor size, the invasion, or the metastasis. Cancers have different categories based on the tissues that are involved. The first one is carcinomas, and carcinomas is about 80% of all the cancers. And it's happening in the epithelial tissue in all organs, for example, liver, lung, ovary, and so on. But if the cancer happens in the bone, and by bone I don't mean the bone marrow, but just the bone, the peripheral part, muscles, or the cartilage, then it's called sarcoma, and it's just 1% of all the cancers that happening worldwide. Leukemia is the cancer that happening inside the bone marrow, so it affecting the part that produces red blood cells, for example. And lymphoma is a type of cancer, again about the blood cells which happening in lymphatic system and involve mostly white blood cells. Melanoma is the cancer, maybe you heard these days more because of the exposure of the UV and the rupture in ozone layer, which is happening in the skin and affecting the cells in the skin called melanocytes, which cause the color of the skin. Glioma is also, if you heard it, is all about the cancers that happening in the nervous tissue, brain, and spinal cord.